Welcome to the Prepped and Polished podcast, the podcast that empowers you to take control of your education, featuring weekly interviews with influencers in the world of education, as well as tutoring tips, lessons, and updates. And now, here's your host, Alexis Avila.
And welcome back to the Prepped and Polished podcast. This is episode 166. This is Alexis Avila, your host. Be sure to join our community. You can find us on SoundCloud, Facebook, Twitter, Google Plus, and Instagram, and YouTube. Just type Prepped and Polished. And also go to our site, preppedandpolished.com, for more information. If you need in-person or online tutoring, 781-753-9951. Have a question or reaction during or after the podcast, submit your question to radio at preppedandpolished.com. Let's get to today's guest. On today's episode 166, I speak to Wayne Weber, CEO of Gifted College, a gift registry for college saving plans, which help friends and family to contribute to loved ones' existing or newly established 529 college saving accounts or help make a payment toward an existing student loan account. And over the holiday season, Toys R Us became the first retail chain to offer Gifted College gift cards to shoppers at select stores across the country. On today's episode, Wayne talks about the rising cost of college and how his product, the Gift of College, can help you better afford college and pay off your student loan debt. Pretty amazing product. Let's get to today's guest, Wayne Weber. Wayne, thanks for coming on the Prepped and Polished podcast. How are you doing today?
I'm doing really well. Thanks for having me.
Excellent. So let's start off. Can you share a little of your background and how you became the CEO of Gift of College, Inc.?
Yes, absolutely. So I grew up in the Midwest, met my now wife, and we've been together, not married, but been a couple 27 years, unbelievable, but wow. Met my high school sweetheart in the Midwest, and we've been together ever since. Both went to college in Illinois, and about 12 years ago, we decided to leave the weather and head to the West Coast. So we moved to sunny California, and right now we reside in San Diego. That travel that kind of led me to where I am today. One holiday, I went to give my nieces and nephews money for college instead of, bringing them toys back across the country or buying them things my sisters most likely didn't want them having anyway. I found it was pretty difficult. So that kind of spawned this many year endeavor of making it easy for people to either help somebody get started saving for college or, giving a gift into their college plan. And that's what caused me to start Gift of College.
And tell us a little bit more about Gift of College and how can this product help families pay off college and knock down student debt?
Gift of College is a gift registry for your college savings 529 plan or your student loan account. Mm-hmm. That lets friends, family, and companies contribute. And the two ways to contribute are either online at our registry. You go to giftofcollege.com, and once a profile is up, loved ones, employers can seek you out and give a gift using their credit card or debit card, or with using our gift cards. So late last year, We launched a Gift of College gift card, redeemable through Gift of College, so into any 529 plan or any student loan account. And we launched those nationally at Toys R Us and Babies R Us.
Wow. So is it like another gift card where you can purchase $50, $100 or more or something like that and use it?
It is. So there's a fee, a purchase charge on the gift card, and that's really how, the retailer and whatnot make their money. But you can buy gift cards with $25 all the way up to $500. You name the amount you want, and the purchase charge of that card at Toys R Us is $5.95.
Nice.
And that gives you, again, a $25 to $500 card that, really, $25, you can start many, 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 many 529 plans if you don't already have one. Mm-hmm. And it's also, a generous deposit into, an existing plan or to a student loan payment.
So just in a nutshell, like if I were to buy a $100 gift card, how do I use it and spend it
Sure. So, a $100 gift card, you would get that card give it to, you know, a loved one, or if you've received it yourself. There's pretty simple instructions that walk you through using, you know, using a gift card and redeeming it at Gift of College. And, you know, it's as simple as coming to the site, registering yourself or your child, and linking your 529 plan or student loan account to your profile. Once that's done, you have this social profile where, one, you know, friends and family can, you know, find you online if you choose to make it public. But, you know, more importantly, if you did get that gift card, it's the profile that you then click the redeem button and redeem your gift card through that profile, in which that time Gift of College then takes your $100 and puts it into your XYZ 529 plan or your Great Lakes student loan account, for example.
Wow, that's awesome. When is a good time to start a 529B plan?
Conception.
Okay, that's easy
it's
enough.
The earlier the better.
Okay.
You know, every single dollar that you save for college is, one or more less than you're going to have to borrow. Okay. So the day your child's born is, you know, once you have that social security number, that's really what you need to, you know, open a 529 plan and name your child as the beneficiary.
Right.
The earlier, the better. Save early, save often.
Awesome. And then would you say the best age to set up a Gift of College account would be, early on as well?
Yeah. As soon as you have a 529 plan, Gift of College is a great gift platform. And why I made the company, outside the gift cards, I just went to give my nieces and nephews, you know, a few bucks into their 529 plans. And I was writing checks and getting account numbers from my sister and mailing things. And, you know, it was just kind of cumbersome. So yeah, the second you have one of these, a 529 plan, setting up a Gift of College profile takes about 2.5 minutes. It's free. You never get charged as the member on the site, or charged to receive, you know, gift contributions. But then it does open it up to your friends, your family, and what we're starting to see, a relatively popular trend, employers. Employers are becoming more and more engaged in either helping their employees save for their family's future college, or B, pay down their student loan debt, or really C, you know, a combination of both of those things.
Oh, that's amazing. Can you give us a success story where maybe one of your clients set up a Gift of College account and was able to, you know, really help put a dent in tuition?
You know, I can probably, it's fun being, you know, founding this and running the startup from the very, very beginning, where, you know, we were hoping for success stories one day, and then we finally got one that we could point to. But now we just have many, many, many success stories. So,
nice.
You know, I can describe to you a success story, of somebody that was having trouble between jobs and was able to make some of their student loan payments by friends and family help.
Oh, nice.
And on the flip side, back up 22 years, we can show you success stories of, you know, an eighth grade graduation party where a kid raises $5,000 into a 529 plan by just having a big party and say, hey, don't buy me gifts, don't give me cash, put money into my college savings plan. So yes, we're seeing lots of success stories, and it's really the exciting part, you know, of what we're doing. The gift card brings awareness to 529, which I think 529s do need, you know, awareness. A lot of parents today still don't even know what one is.
Right.
But then again, you know, ease of use, to where an uncle, a grandparent, somebody can just come along and give to that. So a kiddo can get, you know, several thousand dollars, you know, on a graduation party into their college savings. It's pretty powerful. Again, every one of those dollars are more than one that, you know, child's not going to have to grow up and borrow.
That's amazing. Love that, the impact that you're making. What are you currently working on now for your company?
Great question. We're working on a couple things, actually.
Nice.
We're working, obviously, number one is our mission is awareness, use, and growth of 529 plan. So we are constantly working on developing our retail distribution of where you see Gift of College gift cards.
Okay.
So we have gift of college gift cards. For example, today at Toys R Us and Babies R Us, they recently came online as a digital option on eBay and PayPal's merchant sites.
Nice.
You're going to see them soon. Very strategic places like AARP, for example, is going to offer their members a gift of college gift card. So obviously lots of grandparents contributing to their loved ones' college savings. We're coming live nationally at Best Buy. We're coming to HEB stores in Texas, Fred stores across 17 states. So yeah, we just started and we're really doing pretty well and having a lot of growth. So that's one thing, you know, that we're really working on. And then the second thing is employer, you know, doing something around employer. Today, you know, it's a growing number. It used to be only a couple percent of employers did any kind of gifting or benefit into a 529. And that number, I think, is close to 10% now. So it's a growing number. And then obviously the same benefit, giving towards repayment of student loan. Those are things that we are, you know, we actively pursue. The two things that we work on at all times are, again, retail and then really formulating a good product and process for employers to use, because I truly believe that employers and companies can do for college savings what they did for retirement when they got involved with 401k and started matching and all that. That's when, you know, retirement savings went through the roof, and they can do the same thing with 529.
Absolutely. Any advice for teens listening today who are getting ready to cross that bridge from teenage to young adulthood?
Well, yeah, you know, great for listening to something like this if you're out there. But, you know, just my only caution, again, I have 8 nieces and nephews, so I've had these conversations. And I just caution that make sure you know what you want, and make sure that you take those right steps to get there. So the last thing you want to do is, you know, you have to take everything into consideration. So if you're looking at a job, see what kind of pay that job might give you in the future, and then look at how much your college is going to cost. Because a lot of the debt, I'll tell you, a lot of the debt we're seeing in student loan debt is associated with, you know, going out and getting a $135,000 degree when a $35,000 degree would have sufficed. So, you know, just I just caution, you know, don't get enamored by, you know, the fanciest of schools, and try your hardest and get in those and try for your scholarship. But try and try and be frugal when taking those steps forward. I went to 2 years to a community college, and then I went to the state college in Illinois, Northern Illinois University. But that 2 years at, you know, the community college in my hometown saved my family, me and my family, tens of thousands of dollars.
Absolutely.
So, you know, I would look at all those options, because, you know what? I had a great time at community college. I learned a lot of things that I learned differently at university. So, yeah, that would be my advice for the teens. Just be open. Know that you're going to, you know, put yourself in a situation you're going to walk away with hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt. You better be, you know, going down a path of having a job where you're making hundreds of thousands of dollars a year to pay it off. You know, that's really the kind of transparent advice I could give.
Amazing advice. Wayne, thanks so much for your time and coming on the Prepped and Polished podcast, and wish you the best of luck and appreciate your time.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for having me.
And this wraps up our show today. This was episode number 166 with Wayne Weber. Check out Wayne's site, www.giftofcollege.com. Episode 167 is coming soon. It's our next Tutoring Tips episode, where we talk about the ISEE test versus the SSAT test. For another related conversation, check out my podcast number 134 with John Upalo on how to finance college. To To access today's episode number 166 and all of our episodes, head over to prepthepolish.com/podcast, or you can go to soundcloud.com/prepthepolish. Thank you for joining us on the Prep the Polish podcast. Now go out there and take control of your education.
You've been listening to the Prepped and Polish podcast. For more information, check out preppedandpolished.com. Also, you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Thanks for listening. Class dismissed.